Welcome to the Language and Literacy Collective podcast, where we share tips and strategies to support language development and encourage a love of literacy in all children. This podcast is hosted by two sisters who share a passion for all things language and literacy. I'm Liz, a speech therapist and behavior analyst.
And I'm Stephanie, a literacy specialist and former classroom teacher. Our goal is to make literacy inclusive and accessible to all by equipping parents and teachers with the tools necessary to best support their kiddos. Now let's get started with today's episode. Hi everyone, we're back with episode 2 of the Language and Literacy Collective podcast. I'm Stephanie, a literacy and media specialist and former classroom teacher.
And I'm Liz, a speech therapist and behavior analyst. Steph and I are also sisters, and we have spent the last 9 years of our careers talking about the connections between language and literacy and how intertwined they are.
We had so much fun recording episode 1 and couldn't wait to jump into our second episode. If you are just joining us, you are more than welcome to jump in here. But for more of an introduction on us and a discussion on the purpose of the podcast, you can head to our first episode if you'd like. In this episode, we will be talking about the relationship between language and literacy and are hoping that will serve as a foundation for all of our future episodes.
We mentioned in our last episode that there is such a strong connection between language and literacy that it can be hard to separate the two. We are going to share definitions of language and literacy, discuss how the early milestones of both language and literacy are related, and talk about why a strong language foundation is essential for later literacy development.
And then at the end, we will do a short segment on thinking stems, which is a strategy that I use all the time as a way to engage my students in deeper critical thinking related to their literacy experiences.
Okay, so let's get started with our definitions. In order to provide a clear definition of language, I think it's necessary to also define communication and speech. Oftentimes, people confuse the three terms. Let's start with communication, since this is the most broad category. Communication refers to the process of conveying a message to others. As humans, we have many ways of conveying a message. If you're a parent, you'll remember that one of the first ways your baby communicated with you was through crying. You may even remember that your baby had different cries based on his or her wants and needs. As babies get older, their communication skills begin to develop, and thankfully, they start to use other methods to convey these wants and needs. For example, you may remember when your baby first started to reach for things he or she wanted. You may also remember other milestones like pointing or waving. These gestures are often referred to as nonverbal communication. Even as adults, we continue to use nonverbal communication to interact with others, including gestures, eye contact, and body language. Again, communication is the overarching term. It is any method that we use to convey our thoughts to others. Getting back to child development, if your child's development followed a typical progression, you may remember him or her starting to make distinct speech sounds around 4 to 6 months of age. We refer to this as babbling, and it is one of the early stages of speech development. According to the American Speech, Language, and Hearing Association, also known as ASHA, speech refers to how we make sounds or words. Speech can also be referred to as spoken language. And that brings us to language. Language refers to the use of words to share ideas and communicate our thoughts. Language relies on a system of socially shared rules. While using speech or speaking is the most common form of language, we also want to make it clear that there are individuals who use alternative modes of communication like sign language, picture exchange, or voice output device. Like speech, these systems follow a specific set of rules and allow individuals to share their ideas and get their needs met, and can therefore be defined as language. We want to make it clear that spoken language or speech is not a requirement for literacy development. In other words, children that use alternative modes of communication, like pictures or sign language, can still develop literacy skills.
Okay, so let's just recap the differences between communication, speech, and language. Communication is how we convey messages, and we can do that verbally or non-verbally. Speech is how we make sounds or words, also referred to as spoken language. And language is the use of words to share ideas and communicate our thoughts.
Exactly. Okay, now on to literacy.
The simple definition of literacy is the ability to read and write. Someone who can read or write is considered literate. There are an incredible amount of skills necessary to read and write, and when a child is considered literate, there's also an extremely broad range of skills that teachers use to assess the depth of knowledge and understanding a child has about a topic. In order for students to read and write, they have to understand and differentiate between sounds as well as understand the sound symbol correspondence with the alphabet. Once students have a consistent grasp on the sound symbol correspondence, students can learn to decode or to read words and to encode or write words. The ability to encode and decode words doesn't mean literacy has been achieved. Literacy becomes a process where one expands their knowledge of reading and writing to deepen their understanding and to develop their thinking. Our expectations are that students can understand, interpret, predict, infer, connect, compare, and communicate what they are learning, and that they use their literacy skills to participate in the world around them and to have success in other areas.
So clearly, children have to have a strong language foundation in order to learn to read and write. And that language foundation is necessary for all of the aspects in literacy development right from the start. But one thing that's very clear to me and that I try to highlight with my parents is the need for children to have a strong language foundation in order for literacy experiences to be meaningful. So it sounds simple, but you have to understand the words you're reading and the connection between the words you're reading. And language continues to be important as the expectations of literacy comprehension increases, like you mentioned with making connections, predictions, and inferences, etc. So just to reiterate, just because you can encode or decode a word doesn't mean that what you're reading or writing is going to mean anything to you unless you have that language foundation.
Exactly. I've had students that are excellent at encoding and decoding, or in other words, they can read and write words, but their comprehension skills are potentially lacking because they don't have the vocabulary or other language skills to support their understanding.
And what about other kids who have memorized a lot of sight words, so it appears as though they can read a lot of words, but who are not truly decoding?
So I've seen that a lot as well. I've definitely had students that come into first grade with the ability to recite high-frequency words. However, high-frequency words are often taught through memorization and not through decoding. I would 100% recommend that parents teach high-frequency words, but know that that's not going to increase your child's ability to decode words. In addition to teaching high-frequency words, parents should be working on decoding skills too.
Okay, that definitely makes sense. And I don't want to go off on too much of a tangent here, but I think this is really interesting and also relevant because I work with a lot of kids with autism, and some children with autism experience hyperlexia. So they're reading at levels far beyond what would be expected for their age. So I believe that oftentimes reading fluency in these kiddos is advanced, but they may still experience deficits in reading comprehension. I guess my one piece of advice on this topic would be that make sure you're not jumping into teaching your child how to read, whether it is through sight words or through decoding, without a strong language foundation, because ultimately you're going to hit a wall. So what I would recommend doing instead is, again, really making sure that you establish that strong language foundation and that you're instilling a love of books in your child. And we're actually going to talk about that in our next couple of episodes. So quick spoiler alert. Okay, so the next thing we want to do before we get to our last segment is to share some resources with you. So there is a great article on the American Speech, Language, and Hearing Association's website by Roth, Paul, and Parati called Emergent Literacy, Early Reading and Writing Development. It provides a nice description on how language and literacy are connected. So as children develop, their language skills become more complex. As we mentioned before, children learn to use language to communicate and also to understand the communication of others. These language skills set the foundation for literacy development.
In the text, it also mentioned how, as our children are learning new vocabulary and learning how to put words together, they are also seeing and interacting with print throughout their everyday experiences. For example, they're seeing text in books, magazines, on signs, and they're seeing print everywhere, at home, at school, daycare, stores, or even, you know, on the streets. This emergent literacy stage happens well before they start elementary school.
I love this quote from the article because I think it summarizes the connection really well. It says, "Gradually, children combine what they know about speaking and listening with what they know about print and become ready to learn to read and write."
We have a few other quotes that we want to share with you to really drive home the connection between language and literacy. From Scholastic, it says, "Language is the foundation of reading development and is strongly tied to your child's growth in reading and writing." And from the American Academy of Pediatrics, it says, "Children who are read to during infancy and preschool years have better language skills when they start school and are more interested in reading. In addition, parents who spend time reading to their children create nurturing relationships, which is important for a child's cognitive, language, and social-emotional development." I like this last quote because it highlights a circular relationship between language and literacy. Initially, language forms the foundation, but then literacy experiences begin to influence language development as well.
One of my favorite resources is called Milestones of Early Literacy Development from Reach Out and Read, and it can be accessed online. It covers milestones from 6 months to 5 years of age with information on motor development, communication and cognition, and suggestions for what parents can do to encourage language and literacy development, as well as what types of books to read to their children. For example, some of the early milestones include the following. Between 6 to 12 months, children begin to respond to their name. Between 12 and 24 months, they begin saying single words and 2 to 4 word phrases. They point to pictures, name pictures in a book, and then from 2 to 3 years old, they learn an average of 2 to 4 new words per day, name familiar objects, and complete sentences and rhymes in familiar stories. From 3 to 4 years, they recite whole phrases from books, and then from 4 to 5 years, they can retell familiar stories. So all of these early literacy skills are language-based. Okay, so now we will get into our last segment on thinking STEMs. So I was originally introduced to this topic a few months ago when I saw them for the first time on Steph's Instagram, which is at the Literacy Party. She obviously described them as a literacy strategy, but I feel like they can also be applied to language learning opportunities as well.
Okay, so I use thinking STEMs in my classroom as well as the media center all the time. Thinking and accountable talking STEMs give students the language that further develops their comprehension and deepens their thinking on a topic. Students are presented with the language or the beginning parts of a sentence that engages the brain to respond thoughtfully. One of the most basic thinking STEMs I use with my students is, "That makes me think." The way that I teach thinking STEMs is by reading a part of text, I'll stop and say, "That makes me think," and I'll finish my sentence with an idea outside of the story. Then I give my students an opportunity to use those thinking STEMs as well. I'll read part of the story and say, "Turn and tell your partner, that makes me think." Students will then reflect on or have conversations about something I read from the story. I am giving my students the language to begin a conversation that will lead to critical thinking. It might lead them to ask questions, make predictions, or inferences about a topic. There are tons of thinking STEMs you can use with your students. I often print them out for my students to use as a tool to support their thinking and discussions with other students. You can also use thinking STEMs to help students appropriately share their feelings and emotions. Some of my favorite thinking STEMs are, "That makes me think," "That makes me wonder," "That makes sense because," "I agree," "I disagree," "At first I thought, but now I'm thinking," "I am feeling," and "I need you to." As Liz mentioned, you can see an example of how I use these with my students on my Instagram account at the Literacy Party. They're really such a great strategy that supports both language and literacy development.
Yeah, as I said, I do love using thinking STEMs for language concepts as well. So I've been using them in some of my sessions to work on perspective taking and other language skills. So I think they're awesome. All right, I think that wraps it up. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to our second episode. We hope that you learned some more about the connection between language and literacy and how it's really, really important to have a strong language foundation in order to have more meaningful literacy experiences later on. On our next two episodes, we will be talking about how to foster a love of reading in your child.
If you're looking for information between podcast episodes, you can visit us on our social media accounts, on our shared account at Language and Literacy Collective, on my account at The Literacy Party, and on Liz's account at Communication and Behavior Solutions. Again, thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll chat next time.